Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Good afternoon. It is the Valenti Show with Rico. And I am Stoney in for Mike, who's enjoying a long weekend. He is Rico Beard. What's up, Rico? I'm going to clap for you. I don't know if anybody else is, but I am.
Thank you. What an entrance.
Hey, you know.
Thanks, Donnie.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Good. Always good to have the shows with you.
Well, thank you.
I like it.
Very nice.
It's the change-up show.
Yeah, the change-up is being bounced around. Yesterday I was with Gator. Today I'm with you. Tomorrow morning I'm with Costa.
No, because I love the shows like this, guys. Here's a little-known secret. Look, everybody has their, thanks, Kenny, their guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
One of my guilty pleasures is like on social media or something, like I'll just go straight to the comments. Because it's just like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens. And I mean, like yesterday you see weird stuff with the Diddy trial and the baby oil and all that. But when I'm doing a show with Stoney, I go to the bottom of the show sheet for the Stoney topics. And that's where I'm like, yes, we are absolutely doing this. We are absolutely doing it. It's like Stoney just wakes up in the morning and says, what's on my mind? What am I angry about? So, guys, you're in for a treat today.
Yeah, I'm really not angry about anything.
No, you're not. But it's like it's like I could just see you at 5:30 with some coffee just from the minds of Stoney. So I love it.
A little later than that today because I went and worked out and came back and kind of did it. But no, I did the show sheet. I didn't do what was suggested in the show open.
Hey, you know, everybody like grits.
Yes. Anyway, there's some interesting things that we'll get to. Yes, because I am a weird dude at times. But the IA now didn't make me angry, so to speak. But it kind of made Kenny Cott a little angry today. And the only thing I was really angry about is that, you know, I'm sitting there actually doing the prep. I'm checking my email. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 11:45 or whatever that I was actually going through my email. I saw an email from the Red Wings, Steve Yzerman, you know, media availability. And the email came out at like 11:20 for a 12 o'clock deal.
It's kind of like the Friday news dump. Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there saying, all right, well, if there's a link, you know, Zoom, I can watch and participate if I'd like, because I like to do that stuff. No. And because I didn't get it at exactly 11:20, and if I did, I would have to be, you know, showered and ready to go to get downtown. But there are people who live a lot further than I do. I couldn't do it. You got to give these people more time limit. Now, granted, most of the people who probably covered it were at Little Caesars Arena anyway for the developmental camp. All the beat writers and our very own awesome Will Birchfield was there. So, you know, that's number one. So that kind of ticked me off. Now, what Stevie said, or more importantly, didn't say.
This is why you only had a 20-minute notice, because I ain't got much to say.
Right. Which.
Hi, I'm Steve Yzerman.
I didn't expect. I know Rieger's all upset saying, you know, because he did it now, which means they're done. They pretty much make the general manager available after the draft, after free agency anyway. So it's pretty much standard fare because Stevie's not the most talkative person or the, you don't get a chance to talk to him much, usually before the season, midway, maybe if there's a if something happens, trade deadline, that's when he speaks. And that's what you have to deal with. That's why some teams in other sports, Brad Holmes is the same way. There are certain times where he speaks and that's the way it is. But Kenny, explain to the people, and our telephone number is 248-539-9797, why you're so upset, and did you expect anything different?
So I guess maybe I shouldn't have expected anything different, and that potentially is on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cop to that. But it is, it's
Andrew
not what,
cop.
Yeah, I will Andrew cop to that, yes. But there's two cuts that I'm going to have David play here, mm-hmm. and both of them, I think it is partially what he said. It's also about what he didn't say, but what he did say actually upset me. So if you want
to
play...
Real quick, Kenny, before we get to the cuts. So you haven't reached a point where I am where I have no expectations. When he opens his mouth, I expect him to say nothing, and he lived up to that. I don't expect him to come out and say... We got this thing. We're going to do this.
I would have loved me some nothing, Rico, but he said less than nothing somehow. So, I will have David play these two cuts. One of them is, the first one is regarding what, David?
He speaks on how it's hard to get players.
Well, I will say that, you know, to get a fourth line player is not exactly what everybody wants in free agency anyway. Number two, I'll defend him on this. This year's free agency class was certainly not really stellar. He did later say that they didn't even have a chance basically to even talk to Marner, which meant Marner's agent says, this is the teams that we're going to deal with.
They had a list, and Detroit was not on the list.
Which we kind of figured he was going to go west anyway.
And that's fine. I'm not banging the desk for Marner, though. But
I know. Yeah. But what's his name? The defenseman from L.A., I can never pronounce his name, who went to the Rangers.
Oh, you mean that went from the Rangers to?
No, from the Kings to the Rangers.
Bo Byram?
No, Gorkov or whatever his name.
Oh, he went to Buffalo. Yeah, but yeah.
No, he went to the Rangers. He went to the Rangers.
Yeah, Georgiev.
Yeah, okay. I imagine that's the same situation.
You're talking about Gavrikov.
Gavrikov, yeah. I assume that the top of the line are not coming to Detroit for a variety of reasons. I'm not playing Sophie Campbell here. We might get to her later. The fact that the team is not very good and we're not exactly a destination has something to do with it. So everybody says, well, free agency starts July 1st. There's so much tampering and there's so much talk. But they know basically who they have a chance at and who they don't. So I don't blame them for that. What I do blame them for is not trying to figure out ways to trade and
that's kind of where my frustration comes in is the trading part. And it's the part of like, hey, dude, I mean, it's hard to get players, whether it's through free agency or trade. It's hard to get players was his point. Dude, you're one of 32. This is your gig, man. This is that is legitimately what the money is for.
Right.
So if you don't want if it's too hard, stop collecting a paycheck. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like that's a tough comment to hear as a fan.
Yeah, and that's the worst part of what he's done since he's taken over.
Yeah, very underwhelming statement. I mean, talking about, well, you know, the fourth line, like, you'd like to think you were aiming higher than the fourth line.
Yeah.
You would like to think that you were really trying to make this team better again, as we like to say. But instead, it's like, yeah, you know, I tried, I looked, saw it, yeah.
And then the second piece of audio is him comparing what this year's Red Wings was at this time compared to what it was last year at this time. What? You think, you hope we might be a little bit better? You think and hope we might be a little bit better? Okay. What the hell's that?
Well, let me ask you a question.
I mean, it's honest.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
He's not being dishonest.
He's not being
dishonest. That's definitely true.
But Kenny, and that's why I'm like, I get your anger.
Yeah.
I understand your anger. I understand Red Wings fans' anger because that's not what you want. That is underwhelming. That's not what you want to hear from your leader of your team.
Right.
You want to hear, we are out here trying to make leaps and bounds. We're trying to get to a Stanley Cup. We're out here trying to make moves. You do not want to hear, yeah, I think we're a little bit better.
And that's
maybe,
why I say
kinda.
This is less than nothing. If he would have said nothing, I would have been much happier. If he would have said, oh, yeah, we're trying to get better. We're exploring all markets, yada, yada, yada. the GM speak me. Talk to me like a GM talks to me. Okay. Don't talk to me like that.
Okay. No, but here's the thing.
Do you want to get in details and say that JVR is better than Tarasenko, which I think he is, so they are a little bit
if
better?
If he said that, fine. I wouldn't care one way or the other, but don't tell me that they might be, maybe, possibly, could be a little bit better than they were at this time last year. The bar should be a little higher than that, I think.
If you're the Edmonton Oilers, you could say, you know what, we got a little bit better. Okay? You were in the cup. You didn't win. We're a little bit better, so we should be able to win this thing. Well, you didn't make the playoffs for a long time.
But look at Montreal. Look at how much better they got.
Correct.
They got a lot better. I'm not saying they should have copied that business plan because that's a big offseason. They had a massive offseason.
Yes, they did.
But don't say you might be a little bit better. Is that not ridiculous of a comment to make?
Yeah, the way he said it was stupid. I agree, but he's right. They are only a little better.
I didn't say he wasn't right. I said it was a tough comment. As a fan, it's tough to hear.
Look, he's done a horrific, because I've criticized somebody. You only criticize the Lions. You criticize Michigan, even though you like them, but you don't criticize Yzerman. BS. Yzerman has done a horrific job of securing professional talent at that level. He's done a good job of drafting players. Okay? That's it. Yeah. It's been really bad. And I don't know. Look, patience is running out. For a lot of people, it's already run out. Oh. For the Ilitches, who the hell knows how long the patience is going to be? And just like the Lions, the Pistons, and even the Tigers, the only way this team is going to get better right now is if their young core gets better. And they show some of the players. Well, it's true.
Okay. Hey, man, if they're just a little bit better, that's fine with me. You're right. No.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm not being a Steve Bott. I'm just saying he's right. That's the only way they can get better. Why? Because he's done a crappy job. He's done a crappy job at getting players.
248-539-9797. Did anything Yzerman say encourage you for the upcoming season about how this Red Wings offseason has gone? We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts. We'll calm Tony down. Next, 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Steve Yzerman, press conference today. He's accurate. I know we don't want to hear it. I mean, they're better in goal than they were this time last year. And I think JVR is better than Tarasenko.
and they don't have Jeff Petrie anymore. But they still have Hall. So. But they just, you know, they are.
Addition by subtraction, that's the big move.
They're a little bit better. I think he's right.
I never said he wasn't right.
Correct.
To be clear, I never said he wasn't right.
You just keep hoping that the next time he has a press conference, he's going to say something impactful in mind.
Right. I've given up on that. Right. All I want him to say is something that doesn't anger me. And this angered me when he said we might be a little bit better.
But see, I think that's why it keeps angering you, because you expect him to come out and say something.
I expect nothing. He gave me less than nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. Seriously.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sticking up for Eisenman per se. Would you rather have any general manager lie to you?
Yes.
And give you false hope, or somebody being honest?
Ask
me a question.
I don't want them to be honest to me at all.
It's okay. Not lying, but if I get the general manager, and I don't care which of the four major sports it is, to come out and say, hey, we're going to try to explore every opportunity, and we're going to try to get this team to another level. I don't think that that's lying. I think that's your job.
But
even if you don't do anything, it makes me feel like you worked the phones, and you got out there, and you try to do something. It's like the Tigers. If a player turns you down, they turned you down, man.
Right.
But you went out there and you gave it your effort. You don't want to hear, I kind of feel like we're a little better.
I also don't like honest either, because do you remember when Avila was like that? And he was like, Castellanos, he's not worth anything.
Well,
hey, let's calm down.
Right. Well, that's, you know, lowering the value of your own players. That's another thing. But what I mean by he's right is the talent level, which is all his fault, is not what it should be. And he did say other parts of the press conference where they tried to get in on some trade. He's not going to mention people's names, but we wanted to hear.
And he can't.
And they got turned down. So, and he also said the last press conference, he doesn't give a rat's ass about making the playoffs. He wants to be to contend for a championship.
But in order to get there you have to make the playoffs first.
Obviously.
Everyone talks about that. They talk about with the Pistons. Oh, we got the experience. Yeah, sure. We lost to the Knicks, but you got experience for the young players. If you never get that and you just, now we're going to build this
team. Oh, I know.
We're just going to win it now. From no playoffs to winning it is not possible.
I agree with you.
But here's what angers me, and I think this may be a portion of what angers Kenny is, you get asked a question about, are you better? Is your roster better? This is what I want to hear. I know we don't like GM speak, but this is what I want to hear. You know what? It is July. We have a long time until the regular season. You know, the roster could shift from here to there. We got plenty of time to get better. Whether we're better right now, doesn't matter. Will we be better? That's my job. I will get us better by September. That's what I want to hear.
Okay, but it doesn't...
You say, maybe, we might be.
Oh, wait, how many times do we just get duped by press conferences? Bobby Ross, get a bus ticket out of town. Boy, that really worked. I mean... Anyway. Hey, look.
If you get duped, though, by a press conference... Have you watched a press conference ever? I don't believe anything any GM says pretty much ever, except when they say something like this, because you're right. Stoney pointed it out. Steve was being honest.
Sometimes you know when they're being honest. Sometimes you know when their hands are tied. And sometimes you know when they're flat out lying to you.
Right.
There are three types of press conferences for people out there who don't know. No, we don't think that these things are gospel. But when you're sitting at a press conference, you know, person's telling me the truth. This person, their hands are tied. I think of Joe Dumars in his final days.
Yes.
He literally was holding up a sign saying, help, please. I'm being held hostage here.
You're exactly right.
I don't want to do this, but I have to. Look, I'm blinking in Morse code. And then you get those that are just flat out lies. Like, come on, do you really expect us to believe this?
This is the same GM that said, I was daydreaming during that question. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
That was ridiculous.
No and no.
Yes.
I mean,
if you go
this is that guy.
If you go by press conferences, Brady Hoke was the greatest coach in college football history. Remember his welcome press conference?
Oh, yeah. 248-539-9797. You want to go to the phone lines?
Yes, please.
All right.
Let's do that.
You got it?
Yeah, right? Is this Patrick?
Yeah.
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, fellas, how are we doing?
Hey, Patrick.
So I want to point a little more optimistic than most people are. First thing I want to say is, do you think that the players that we've placed with are better than the ones we had? So would you say that, let's say, James Van Riemsdyk is better than what we had?
With Tarasenko, yes, and I think Gibson is better than Mrazek, yes.
So we've improved a little bit. Not what we expect, but we've improved a little bit.
Right.
One
Which
thing
is what
I,
Steve said.
I want to say is,
yeah.
is how many teams would you expect are over the cap right now?
Not that many.
There is a few. There yeah. is like five or six teams over the cap right now.
Right.
So there's going to be teams that are going to be looking for trades because they're over the cap right now.
Well, if you believe Steve Eiserman, he said there's not because most of the teams that's been the problem with free agency this year. Most of the teams have lots of cap space, and the ones
and
who
they're
are,
overpaying for mid players.
That's some of them are. Yes, you're correct. I mean.
A lot of teams yes, are overpaying like, for a lot of mid-tier
yes,
players.
Yes,
for example, Cody
Ceci. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Keandre Miller, what Carolina just paid for Keandre Miller is ridiculous. So, and then my last point I want to say is, should we be optimistic in the fact that we have a young roster and the fact that Marco Casper, Elmer Soderblom, Moritz Seider, Simon Evanson, most likely we're going to see Sandin Pelikka at some point this year. Our team is young, and they're going to improve. We can't say that young players are going to plateau, right?
We pray that they're going to get better. I said this earlier in the show, Patrick. That is it sucks because it's the same thing with every team around here, basically, except the Lions to a certain extent.
Their young players are actually here.
Yes. You hope that they get better. That is the only hope we have for the Red Wings, is the young players to be as good as we hope they are, because they ain't getting any help from anywhere else. That's the point.
No, I absolutely agree. And I think at the end of the day, I think we got to look at the upside more than the downside. And I mean,
but
if you look at the NHL,
it's been so long.
It's
though.
Been too long, man.
Okay, let me say one more point.
Yeah.
How close were we to the NHL playoffs the last 2-3 years?
We were pretty
right
close.
There, right?
We were pretty close.
Right there. How when you make the NHL playoffs, it's wide open, right? How many 6, 7, 8 seeds make the Stanley Cup Finals?
More than most sports.
More than most sports.
But so, other teams like, are Patrick, other teams are lapping you. Montreal just got better. Buffalo's getting better. Teams are getting better than you that are in the same
Buffalo's
position.
Getting
as you.
Better?
What's that? Buffalo, I'm not sure about, but
Buffalo
Ottawa,
is
yes.
Not getting better.
Ottawa though, Montreal.
They're lapping
I mean, what
you.
What teams are getting worse?
Maybe Boston. Boston's in
There's
the same,
a few. Yeah. There's a few teams like if you look at it, this is the first season in NHL playoffs that there was multiple changes in the Eastern Conference. Would you agree with that? There's usually it's been about 5-6 teams stay in the NHL playoffs in the Eastern Conference every single year.
Okay, let me ask you this. Besides Buffalo,
sure.
who do you think
sure.
the Red Wings are legitimately better than? In the
I
East?
Would say better than Pittsburgh. I would say they're better than Washington's a question mark, right?
No, they're still going to be good.
Struggling.
Okay. All right.
Patrick, appreciate
the phone call. Yeah. This ain't the Patrick show.
Look, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. There's
I cannot
your three.
Wait for us to raise the banner of we were close to the playoffs. Yeah. Very close.
Yeah. Okay. We're better than both.
I'm supposed to be enjoying the weather today. I'm supposed to be getting ready to barbecue, yeah. and I'm yelling.
Well, you know what? Let's just take I'm going to take this call really badly. Gary, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
love
Gary.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing a lot of negative things about Steve Eiserman, and yeah, it's been a long time, and the fans are frustrated. Everybody's frustrated.
Yeah.
But this is a guy who sacrificed his body for the city of Detroit, for his team, for his
Gary!
Teammates. Come on.
Gary!
Come on, man.
Gary!
Give him two more years.
Gary!
He's making moves.
Gary! Good Gary! Moves. Gary! He's arguably the third greatest Red Wing ever, or the second, depending on your Lidstrom.
I would say the second.
Okay, whatever. I'd say he's third because I think Lidstrom was better. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
Freaking matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
And you give him two more years because we're all frustrated.
That would be nine. How many more years you want to give him? 9 years?
No, I say you give him two more.
Okay,
that's nine.
That's nine. He's had seven. This is the seventh year. 9 years.
That.
You got to make the playoffs. 7 years, you gotta make the. Come on, look, I love the guy. I do. I'm.
I talk to him occasionally. That's irrelevant.
So you should give Isaiah, him a little bit more of a break.
Should Isaiah Thomas run the Pistons?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, well, okay. Thank you.
So you're saying
why
because,
not? He's a great.
Well, what he did as a player is completely irrelevant. Irrelevant, Barry.
I know you're not about to say that Isaiah has proven he can't run a team. Steve's looking like he's proven that too.
Look, Brad Holmes has just gotten fired. Barry Sanders has taken over. Thank you, Gary.
Rico, I would like to extend a thank you and a warm handshake to you. Mm-hmm. Because this is every time that we talk about the Steve Yzerman stuff and him being a former Detroit great, this is everything you said in one phone call.
And you know what? The guy who normally sits across from me gets so angry. And you guys don't get to hear what he says to me, the mean stuff in the breaks. I hate the fact that you're right.
No offense to you, Stoney, but I wish he was sitting in that room right now also, because I would love for him to, for Rico to do that victory lap.
That's all you would have heard.
I am a huge Steve Yzerman fan as a person. He's been horrible.
Give him two more years. Give him 9 years? No, don't give him nine. Well, that would be two more years. That would be nine.
God, I hope I'm wrong. Someday we'll be drinking from the cup.
You know what? It's okay. We're getting better step by step. Maybe making the playoffs in 2 years, and we'll be there. 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Stoney here in for Mr. Valenti, Rico, David, Kenny, and Steve Yzerman spoke today, and we've been playing some cuts. You can read about it with Will Birchfield. They find columnists for 97.1 theticket.com, and people kind of angry. I was a little angry. I was more angry at the last caller for defending Yzerman because he was a great player.
I think callers are angry at us because they feel like we're being too negative because we have higher expectation of, you know, winning and making the playoffs and doing all those fun things. And we're not getting that right now. Instead, we heard, well, we're a little better.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, let's go to Lisa. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon and happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
I've been a long listener, listen to all the different segments when I'm driving around. So I actually just have some statements today. I don't have any questions for you. I have some statements. The last couple callers, just very disgusting. There is no optimism here. Yes, I love Iserman just like everyone else, but enough is enough. So basically what I want to say is I'm angry. I'm pissed. There's no more excuses. For a general manager after 7 years to say, hopefully, and hope, I think he said it more than twice, it's enough. He needs to rise above, and it's time to walk away. And quite honestly, I don't know all the statistics and facts that you guys all do that call in, but all I do know is I was part of the hockey town. I went to multiple games, huge fan, and there is no hockey town anymore. So it's not just me, it's the Detroit fans. Detroit deserves this, and it's really up to the Ilitch family to take control of the organization and get it done. That's all I have for you.
All right. Well, Lisa, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, everything she said to me was spot on. I mean, look, I get it. Some people will forever give Steve the runway he needs mm-hmm. because you want him to be successful. We all want him to be successful, Stoney, but at some point, it's just not happening, and it's not happening at a pace. Like, if he said this in year three, you're not that angry.
Right. If they don't drastically improve, and I mean that means make the playoffs this season, they have to make a change. They have to. I mean, it's
– But think about what we've lowered the bar now.
I know.
Can you just make the playoffs?
Yes.
We've been that beaten down.
Yeah.
Let's win a cup.
Well,
let's not – can we just get that final seed?
We got to walk before we can run.
And
I can't even think of the cup now. When you look at not just the finals, you look at the Florida Panthers and even Carolina and those teams, they're so far ahead of where we are. Just give me a sniff.
And I guess that's where I would like to see you have the money. Okay, what do we have to do to get up to Florida's level? Who do we have to go and make a trade for? What are the pieces that we need to get there?
The problem is, I'm not giving him an excuse, we don't have really that assets that the other teams are going to want to get. Like when Tkachuk was traded from Calgary to Florida, they gave them their leading scorer, who hasn't actually played that well. They gave him Huberto and somebody else. I mean, they had stuff to give for really good players. We don't. I mean, if Lucas Raymond's a really good player, are you going to trade Lucas Raymond? I don't know. Depends on what you can get. A lot of these young players that everybody's banking on, the ones that are, you know, either in Grand Rapids or even the ones like who are here, you're just starting to see Kasper get good. You don't want to trade them unless you're getting, you know, a part of a package to get something like McDavid, which would never obviously happen. So the problem is, by his own fault for not somehow getting good veterans instead of the Copps and Compers and those guys, he's created this where the only assets they have are their young players, and if they trade the young players, it's not even going to be enough. Then you're going to go back to square one again and be like, God. Look, in fairness, sometimes it doesn't. But look at what Nashville did last year. They got Marchessault, they got Stamkos, they spent all this money, and they're horrible.
Well, here's the problem, and I'm reading this text because it's just too many excuses. Here we go. I don't think the seven-year range is fair for Stevie Y. The first couple years were tearing down from the last administration. He had a COVID year, and then he really started building. He is in year four, as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem.
Didn't everybody have a COVID year?
Thank you. Excuses.
Everybody
had a COVID year. Guess what? Yes. Florida won back to back.
Right.
They had a COVID year. Everyone dealt with the same thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to say, sure, he had to tear down some stuff, I get all
yes.
that. It's not year four. Your
right.
job is still in the teardown. It's still to
right.
set things up.
Going from scratch where they were, or actually below scratch, to being a great team, a team that can win a Stanley Cup, can take anywhere from 7 to 10 years. It can in this league, the way it is, the way it's constructed. It shouldn't take you that long to make the playoffs, though. That's my biggest complaint. Let's go to... Art, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hi, fellas. Good talking with you. One thing I keep hearing is that the Wings are young. And when you look at their players, Larkin, DeBrincat, Kane, their goaltending, the guy they just got, the Copps, the Confers, those aren't young guys.
No.
So this idea that they're this young team, they're not the Tigers with all these young and upcoming players. They're not even the Lions with all these upcoming players or the Pistons.
Well, their young guys are Raymond, Casper, Sider, Evanson right now off the top of my head, okay? They, for some reason, hopefully Costa will develop down the road. We have no idea. You know, Pelika, everybody seems to love. So that's another one. Who knows about Danielson? I don't know.
I lived in Grand Rapids, and, you know, like, Soderblom's a solid guy.
Right.
But
he's not a star.
Maybe.
No, he's not a star. All right, so let me ask you a question. You lived in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Is Kosa going to be a really good NHL goalie, or are we just like, when's Trey Augustine going to get here from Michigan State?
I think Kosa's got a really good chance.
Okay, okay.
When they had a good team in front of him early in the year before they called some guys up, he was doing really well. So I think he's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but I think he'll be a good goalie. But they got, this optimism about these young players. By the time you're talking about them being good, Larkin's going to be in his 30s. DeBrincat's going to be in his 30s. Kane and that new guy they got is going to be retired.
Yes.
They're not young.
Right.
And that's my biggest concern is that you don't have, like, a whole roster of young players that are developing together. So it's hard to be optimistic unless they get some, and his drafting, it's been okay, but you look at Florida, you look at some of these other teams, the way they've drafted, the Edmonton's getting McDavid, where's...
Well, they had the number one pick in the draft, and McDavid was, went first, Eichel went second.
Right.
The Wings didn't have that opportunity. In fact, the year that everybody got all pissed off where the lottery luck was the worst was Lafreniere's year, if I'm not mistaken, and, he turned out not to be a great player. They ended up being drafted whoever the Wings took. I don't know if that was Sider or whatever. Or Raymond better than if they would have had Lafreniere.
Right.
So, yeah, look, you never know. It's they're in a rut. They are, and I don't know if it's not all Eisenman's fault. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know how long it's going to take to get out of the rut. That's the big question here. Zach, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey. Stoney, how long have you been covering the Wings? For about 20, 25 years or more? Would that be a fair statement?
Close to 40, but that's okay.
Okay. So I don't think the difference of what you've seen Yzerman interview in his younger career years versus what he's interviewing now, that his tonality has changed.
I agree with you.
I don't think people understand that.
That's true.
And I'm going to give you, I guess, a difference of opinion here to where I am for Steve Yzerman. There's a saying goes that everybody's a doctor until you actually need one. And I fully support and am behind Steve Yzerman and what he's doing. I think the biggest, the trade for Gibson, I think was absolutely fantastic. I mean, if we go back and look at all the games that we had the lead and it came down to third period, the goals that were given up that were soft by either Talbot or Lyon, that you'd be surprised that if Gibson plays the way that he can play, that the saves that he will make, and you'll see the confidence not only in the defensemen, but the forwards. And imagine, like, injuries will stop happening because you have better playing. There's more excitement to play rather than, oh, crap, the third period, and everybody's got anxiety figuring out who's going to do what to do something.
You're correct. That's a reason. Gibson is a reason for optimism. However, I do want, and you mentioned Talbot and Lyon, that you're not big fans of them, correct?
No.
Okay. Who acquired Talbot and Lyon?
Lyon went somewhere.
Pardon?
From NHL.com.
They acquired Steve Yzerman, got him. That's my point.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question.
No, yeah. Who acquired them? If they're not good, the guy who acquired him has to take some blame for that too, right?
Well, I agree. Okay. But, I mean, you make these decisions based on what you have, and that's exactly what he's doing.
I know.
I agree. Detroit's not a prime destination as it was when we got Wendell Clark, you know, Brett Hall, and yeah. I think it was Chelios.
Yes.
When Mr. Ilitch went out and basically bought himself a Stanley Cup.
There was no cap back then either. So it was completely different. By the way, breaking news that I can't decide whether it's going to make David happy or unhappy. That's coming up next. 97 won the ticket. All right, before we turn the microphone over to the Hatchet Man, Adam Schefter has tweeted out, the Pittsburgh Steelers have announced they have signed GM Omar Khan to a 3-year contract extension that will keep him with the team through at least the 2028 season. Mr. Steeler fan, your reaction?
Here's my reaction to that. We've done nothing with that man. Why extend him?
You make the playoffs.
We win championships. That's what we want.
Hey,
championships.
Hey, you know what I found out here in Detroit? If you could just make the playoffs, that's good enough. So by that standard, you guys are at the head of the class.
They've been aggressive this offseason. Clearly, this is what the owner wants. They like this, so they said, we're going to extend you for 3 years. Well,
okay, David, you're
not going to win anything for the next 3 years.
Steelers have kind of gone all in. You went and got quarterback.
They
you went
have.
And got a receiver. You went and got a corner. Now you just got to lock up TJ Watt. I know you don't like the pieces around, but they really are. They upgraded the spots last year.
But here's the problem that I have, and you're right. They're aggressive. They're going all in right now. But two of those players that you mentioned or positions that you mentioned, they'll be off the roster next year. Aaron Rodgers, gone. We're looking for another quarterback. Jalen Ramsey will not be here. He'll probably be cut. Gone.
You know what? You deal with next year. You know when you deal with next year? Next year.
Well, on that note, let's deal with this current season here, because Pete Prisco did his top 100 NFL players, and I want to focus on the quarterback position because he has 11 quarterbacks in his top 100. So I'm going to go from 11 to 1. You let me know if this makes sense to you. And then at the end of the list, let me know if there's somebody missing. Number 11 on his list, which would be 92nd in the overall list, is Jordan Love. Jordan Love. So he's the worst quarterback on his list.
And he's the 11th?
He's the 11th.
You know what?
I think that's a fair... you know what? He's got to prove more to me.
And I was about to say, I think it's fair. The injury, we were all waiting for that next step.
Right. Prove it.
And it didn't come. He got injured in that first game in Brazil. He never really recovered. It was a nagging injury all season long. They won games, but it wasn't because of him. So I do think that we kind of feel that way, similar to, I think, C.J. Stroud, where higher expectations didn't happen. We're going to be looking at Jaden Daniels this year. Higher expectations, you better live up to them.
Let me give you the next three, because I think all three are similar quarterbacks. Number 10, Dak Prescott. Number 9, Jared Goff. Number 8, Baker Mayfield.
So give them again.
Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield.
You know what? Go ahead, Stoney.
I would put Goff ahead of Mayfield, but that's just me.
See, I honestly was going to say the opposite. I don't think that Baker Mayfield really gets his flowers. I think we just kind of look at him like, he's the throw-in. And Baker Mayfield, too. It's not like he's got this ton of talent around him.
He's got great wide receivers.
He does,
too.
But
the Lions, but
I'm just saying, he wins. He finds ways to win games. Now, the Goff thing, I mean, to me,
Yeah, it's close.
It's close. Dak Prescott, I think we're forgetting, like, did he win the MVP, or was he, like, real close to winning the MVP two years ago?
He's never won an MVP.
No, he's never won.
He put up, like, ridiculous video game yards.
Yeah. 2 years ago, he was really good.
He put up video game yards. I can't fault Dak for playing for Dallas, because Dallas is a joke, but Dak – when he has pieces around, has shown he can get the job done.
Yeah, 2023, he finished second. That's the year that Lamar Jackson won.
Well, so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what the addition of George Pickens does to Dak, for Dak Prescott.
It keeps him up at night because all he'll do is complain to Dak. That's what happened. Number seven on the list, and I'm purposely giving this one without another one. I don't want to give the next six. I want to give number six yet. Number seven is Jalen Hurts. Defending Super Bowl champ, Jalen Hurts is at seven.
You know what? I honestly think that that's fair. I know you're Philly guy, Stoney, because when you think of Philly, you think of Saquon. You think of the backwards leap. You think of, you know, the defense that they had. And then it's like, oh, yeah, you think of the brotherly shove, tush push. Mm. But you don't think of Jalen Hurts going down the field and beating you the way that you would do a Mahomes, the way that you would do a Josh Allen.
Although he had a great Super Bowl, the one they lost.
Yes, yes, he did. He did.
Seven is fair, depending on where the other six are, but I'm not going to dispute that.
That's
right now.
That's why I didn't give number six with him, because you're saying perfect position. Number seven, Jalen Hurts. Well, at number six, Justin Herbert.
No! Sorry.
No.
No, it's not. No.
You know what? In my world, and I like Herbert coming out of college. I did. I was all...
You liked him more than Tua. So did Jansen. Yeah. I mean, Jansen loved Justin Herbert.
Yeah, because Mike was like, oh, well, he only scored 6 points against the state team. Like, that's a bowl game. He hasn't done anything. We keep hearing how great he's going to be, but he doesn't do anything to be great. And after a while, your runway ends, and either you can produce or you can't, and he hasn't. Honestly, I wouldn't even have him in the top 100. I would have him at dead last. I would put... everybody, I would tell everybody, take one step forward, just back of the line.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do think he's overhyped.
I take Jordan Love over him. Every quarterback that we've met, I take Goff over him.
Prescott.
I take Dak over him. Yeah, I would take all of these guys over Herbert. Yeah. Herbert to the back of the line.
It's kind of like in a weird way, the way Stafford was young, early in his career.
You're exactly right. Great talent, great arm talent. Mm-hmm. Couldn't win. We'll see, though. We'll see what happens with him. So I'm going to give you the top five here. Now, you may switch the order. You may want to take someone out. Not sure. Five, Jaden Daniels. Four, Joe Burrow. Three, Lamar Jackson. One, Josh Allen. I'm sorry, two, Josh Allen. One, Patrick Mahomes.
That's that Castech education right there.
Okay.
No, because I have where they are in parentheses overall, okay. So I'm sorry.
All right, the only one I disagree with a little bit, and it's going to sound blasphemous because of what he did at Ford Field, I just think it's a little too early to have Jaden Daniels in the top five. That's my only...
That's my
only issue. You know, and you mentioned C.J. Stroud. Is Jaden Daniels going to be C.J.? You know, it's sophomore slumps happen. Jaden Daniels was great his rookie year.
So...
Doesn't mean he's right now going to be a better quarterback than
Jalen Hurts, who should probably be number five.
Who's won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I mean, because you look at Jaden Daniels and you see the potential for explosive plays.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at the receiver adding Debo. I'm okay with that. I can live with that. I'm not going to lose any sleep. Here's the problem that I would have. I'm going to go back to Justin Herbert. Really? So... Matthew Stafford.
I have Justin Herbert right now.
Over Justin Herbert.
So would I.
Okay? And you can say what you want, David. I take Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert. One guy's been to two Super Bowls. Yeah. Well, at least he's been to one Super Bowl.
Right. One, yeah.
And Herbert's been to the playoffs.
I'd almost take C.J. Stroud ahead of Herbert.
I would put C.J. Stroud on the list.
So once again, I'm going back. I think... Jaden Daniels is this year's C.J. Stroud. Jordan Love, where you saw what he did that rookie year, and you're like, man, if he could do that again and get all the way to the NFC title game, you know, what will happen?
Let me ask you a question. If Jaden Daniels, granted, he won a playoff game and played pretty good in the one that they lost. He won two playoff games and played pretty well in the one he lost, okay? If he's there, which is fine, maybe a little lower. Bo Nix should be in the top 100, right? I mean, if you're going to go take a rookie.
Because you know what? But you
not ahead of Daniels. Don't get me wrong.
But he should be on the list.
Yes.
But I think Daniels did it on the big stage. He came to Detroit. He knocked off the giant. And that's when everybody was just like, oh my, because when he beat the Lions, he became more than the quarterback who threw the Hail Mary against the Bears.
Yes. You're right. You're exactly right about that.
Then it was like, okay, that was a cute story. And that's when he was at Bo Nix level. Oh my God. He won two playoff games? Because you remember that they won the game before the Lions.
Right.
So he has won two playoff games in his rookie year. I think that's why he's top five right now.
That's a great conversation because there's some players that can be shifted in here. But, you know, again, this is a top 100 list. So he only put 11 on here.
My guy got no love.
No love. Not on the – and it could be because he was hurt.
He was hurt last year. So I get it.
What happens is he'll jump up with more talent and everything. Whatever. Rock party. Yeah. Who cares? That is in football today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.